Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Eric Demery, who's president of Carpet One Floor and Home. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm well. I'm glad to have you with us today. I'm sorry I missed your meeting. You had a meeting this week, Monday through Wednesday, down in Houston.
That's correct. Yeah.
First question, I guess, is I understand, I'm talking to Jessica, who went down there, that you had 92% of your membership in attendance. So pretty good turnout, right?
Yeah, it was a record level turnout. So it speaks well of the optimism, and you know, our members are feeling pretty good about what's coming ahead. So, and we had some very significant things to show them this time around. So we are very, very pleased with the attendance.
Okay, and your membership still is around 900 for Carpet One, right?
That's correct.
So a couple of highlights, if you would, to tell us some things that people were excited about.
Well, we created a theme called Win As One, O-N-E, which stood for Opportunities in the New Economy. Mm-hmm. And we really focused our efforts around three simple messages. One was proprietary brands and product, and how our members could leverage that. Two was sustainable merchandising systems, which we can talk about in a minute. And three was how to grab the customer's attention by a couple of steps in digital online marketing, effective prospecting, and really ingratiating themselves in each community that they serve. And we put together a lot of tools that our members can take back to their stores, execute with a simplistic plan, have in front of them a very robust way to manage and monitor the metrics of performance. All in all, we got literally, and I don't say this lightly, rave reviews from the membership on what we provided them this time around.
And the tone of the members, you know, I know most of us are here and that things are looking a little bit better. How was the tone of the members at the meeting?
You know, the tone was more than cautiously optimistic. We were so pleased with their positive attitude, how they felt about going to market. Look, they all admit it's still tough and you got to fight for every sale and every penny. But in almost every market, we're seeing a nice little positive bump. And, you know, again, they were actually more optimistic than I thought they would be.
Good. I know that one of the highlights that I read from Jessica's notes is that you had a 24% increase in web traffic in the last year. That's pretty good.
Well, actually, we had a 64%. So okay. That might have been a typo on her part.
Okay.
Now, we put a lot of time and energy behind carpet1.com. And right now, I think we're upwards of 82 pages of new content, a very robust product catalog, videos, all types of things that we have added and will continue to add to carpet1.com. You know, our goal is to be the go-to place for consumers that want to research, learn, get educated, be inspired, have aspiration with carpet1.com. We're slowly working our way towards that. And, you know, our unique site visits are up about 90%. Our qualified leads are up over 64%. Then I'm not talking about a couple. I'm talking about millions of impressions. And the impact of that on our business has been dramatic. So we're very pleased with the progress we're making.
Well, you mentioned that one of your second focus items was merchandising. I'm always kind of a student there. I think that a lot of decision is made at the shelf. Talk a minute about what you've done there in that area.
Well, the big thing this time around, there's actually two of them. One was we started 18 months ago, three conventions ago, with the end game in mind of what a Carpet One store could look like. We called it Destination One, and the first piece of that was to create a hardwood merchandising system, not just products, but really a system that could logically take both a consumer and a sales professional through that product selection. We kicked off our direct relationship with Armstrong with the Invincible High Performance Collection two conventions ago. We added to that the Rustic River Collection with all the rustic and hardwoods from other core suppliers like Shaw, Mannington, and Mohawk. We showed at this convention our Exotics Collection under the term Voyager, which added in not only exotic hand scrapes and those types of visuals, but also a great collection of cork and bamboo products from other suppliers. And then this summer in Orlando, we will finish that entire department with a more traditional kind of classic collection to round out the assortment. All said and done, we will have a complete wood department, again, sorted by lifestyle, looks, and also displayed under what we're calling the Infinity Merchandising System, a completely sustainable fixture and hardware package where members don't have to continually invest in a manufacturer's display every single time a new line comes out. These systems are patented and designed no matter what the shape, size, form, thickness, width, length of any sample that comes. We can modify the hardware to accommodate those different sample sizes. So we took that whole concept and we showed our members on the floor this time a complete revision of Destination Carpet One using all these display elements and components. And it was very, very well received. The second thing we did, Kemp, is we came out with a commercial Main Street marketing system. Totally unique, totally different. Phase one is hard surface, really generated tremendous interest because it's simplistic in its design. It's targeted towards very specific end-use markets. It's got a three-step process where they can select their space, choose their color, and pick their product. Tremendous reception from the members. We'll be bolting on to that a complimentary broad lumen carpet tile program once we get that done and negotiated. So those are the big, big pushes at convention.
Okay, so the Main Street, that's a new program for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We've always had commercial training and great packages on how you go about that. But Main Street commercial in the negotiated non-bid world has grown substantially, as you all know. And we just wanted to have a very unique approach to attacking that market.
Okay. So overall, you were kind of light on new displays, understanding that times are still a little bit tough. People are get through this. They see good, warm light up ahead, but you were light on what you introduced, right?
I don't know if we were that light, but we were more targeted. You know, look, 4 years ago, we did virtually nothing for 18 months, and it was the right thing to do. We went on defense. We showed our members how to cut costs and how to manage cash flow. And then about 2 years ago, we started to go back on offense. And you have to. I mean, look at the evolution of surfaces. Look at the growth of luxury vinyl tile. Look what's happened in sheet vinyl. Look what's happened with the new coatings on hardwoods. Look at the new fiber systems that have come out over the last 2 to 3 years. I mean, you have to maintain the balance in your assortment and stay current so that you stay one step ahead of your competition. And we're very mindful of the investments that our members have to make in trying to accomplish that. And at the same time, we're pretty good at planning out the right product launches at the right time with the right priorities. We do everything we can to minimize the investment in those by spreading out payments, and our suppliers have been very supportive of getting those programs launched. And yes, this convention, we put a heck of a lot more emphasis on marketing, both digital and traditional, and investing very heavily in that. We have two major promotions planned for the spring, which the members were extremely. We had record signups for those. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. So what we did last spring had enormous results for our members. We took share. As a result of that, you know, they were eager to jump on board for this spring. So we're looking forward to a pretty healthy spring selling season.
Appreciate the update. Again, wish I could have been there. I was actually in Germany in Domatex, but sounds like it was a good meeting. I understand you had a general session. You had Rick Bennett and Howard Brodsky, a little town hall situation, and I understand that went well.
Yeah, we had a keynote speaker, Mr. Billy Beam. We thought it was his messaging, if you're familiar with the book Moneyball, it came out years ago, and they converted it into a movie starring Brad Pitt. I tried to get Brad, but unfortunately,
couldn't afford him.
He turned me down. couldn't afford him. But Billy, you know, as general manager of the Oakland A's, has had a phenomenal track record in really transforming the way baseball and business executives think about how to look at what are the most important stats, if you will. And he did a great job of taking those baseball analogies and what he did to really compete in what he called an unfair game. If you think about it, Oakland had a $40 million payroll going up against the Yankees with $280 million payroll. Well, how do you equal the playing field and compete effectively? And his whole message was you have to do things differently. You have to look at a different set of metrics. You have to approach undervalued assets in a different form. And then he used that analogy to kind of lay it over into what we're trying to accomplish with our members. Very well received, and Rick and Howard had a chance to, as did our members in the audience, have a chance to, you know, ask Billy questions. And I think our folks walked away with really three or four really solid things that they could use when they go back to their own businesses.
Again, appreciate you giving us an update to your meeting. We've been talking to Eric Demery, who's president of Carpet One Floor and Home, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.